Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Just update on the injury report. Kyle Long left the game with an arm injury. He could have returned in emergency only. Brian Hoyer left with broken arm. And then Bryce Callahan, hamstring. Similar situation to Kyle Long, muscle injury that could have returned in emergency only. Any questions? He wasn't reported as injured, so we had a little bit of a pitch count because he hadn't been out there in a couple weeks, both with he and Purnell.
How did losing Brian disrupt what you guys wanted to do offensively?
Well, it's anytime you lose your starting quarterback, it can be disruptive. It's not an excuse; it's just a reality. And again, when you play an explosive offense, like Green Bay, it kind of helps to maybe be out there a little bit more offensively, which I think was a problem in the second half. I think, having him, Ian Leonard back obviously were helpful. I know Leonard made an impactful play at some point in the game that resulted in a touchdown. As far as Purnell, I mean, they were on pitch counts. So I think they each probably had about 20, 25 plays. But that'll grow, hopefully, as we move forward.
What did you notice from Leonard on the sack fumble as Rodgers kind of held the ball back there and Leonard kind of kept forward with his rush?
Yeah, I mean, he's got those kind of abilities. It's been, problematic a little bit having him out there, but it was good to have him back out there tonight.
And what made it most difficult for Barkley in that situation? Was it just Russ not being prepared? I mean, not being in that situation before, or what was the biggest difference?
Well, he hasn't been with us all that long to begin with. We did bring him up in the practice squad when Jay got hurt. He has been learning the offense. He doesn't get all the starter reps like most quarterbacks or backup quarterbacks in this league. But I think we had, a couple little change-ups as far as in our line that we adjusted with. But all in all, I think, he hung in there and did about as well as he could.
John, the second half, how much of that, the pass defense, was just being on the field for so long?
Again, it helps when you're playing to actually have a little bit of a break. And unfortunately, in the second half, I think that probably caught up with us a little bit.
What'd you think of the secondary overall? A lot of young guys that you were asking to really run and tackle against some of that short stuff they were throwing.
Well, I think it was better in the first half than in the second half. I think part of that is due to the amount of time they're out there.
You have 10 days till your next game. Can you get Cutler ready?
Well, I think, we're waiting on the medical people. When he's, cleared medically, we'll have him out there. When exactly that's going to be, I can't answer that. But, he's getting closer.
John, you guys didn't have Barkley in camp with you, but when he became available, you went after him. What did you guys like about him to go after him?
Our personnel people thought, he's a taller guy that could stood in the pocket pretty well. Young guy that we could work with that's had some experience, and hopefully he got a little bit more experience tonight.
And you don't want to use injuries as an excuse, but you're playing pretty well against Rodgers for the early part, and you had a lead, and it just seemed like the injuries took their toll. I mean, at this point, have you kind of reached a breaking point with that as far as just too many injuries?
No, I think, like I told you a long time ago, nobody comes rescues you. I mean, you just got to keep fighting, and I was impressed when our guys kept fighting. We had a blocked extra point, blocked field goal late in the game, which those are effort plays. Those guys will hang in there for sure.
Kyle had been playing through his shoulder all season. What have you learned about him as he's kind of grinded it out through some of the nicks that he's had?
Well, I think probably the contract extension we gave him kind of says a little bit about what we think of him. Unfortunately, he's had a couple tough nagging type things that I'm sure he'll work through.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.